from Maryland.
The fast-moving winter weather system rolled into the region Friday evening. Doctors warn of cold-related injuries like frostbite.
Folks would potentially feel numbness or tingling, and then notice maybe some skin changes. The first thing would be to get to somewhere warm, remove any wet clothing.
Another storm is expected late Sunday, bringing potentially dangerous slick conditions on the roads. Neighbors we talked to say they're anticipating a messy Monday morning commute.
I give myself lots of time.
For anyone driving in and around New York City, congestion pricing is now a thing. After legal setbacks since the summer, it just went into effect at midnight, and anyone driving through Midtown now has to pay up on top of the prices for bridges and tunnels. CBS New York's Derek Waller.
Most drivers passing under these gantries will get charged a once per day toll of $9 at peak hours between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. weekdays, and from 9 to 9 on weekends. It's $2.25 overnight. Drivers taking the Holland or Lincoln tunnels will get a $3 rebate at peak hours only. Trucks will pay more. The largest will shell out $21.60 at peak.
America's final salute to former President Jimmy Carter began with a solemn tribute to the 39th president outside his family's farm as the old farm bell rang 39 times in his honor.
I'm Jim Crisul in Atlanta. The body of former President Jimmy Carter will lie in repose at the Carter Presidential Center until early Tuesday morning, when it will be flown to Washington, D.C. for an official state funeral at the National Cathedral next Thursday. The Carter Center says that as many as 2,000 people per hour will be able to pay their respects during repose.
Carter died December 29th at the age of 100. New Orleans is bustling with crowds returning to Bourbon Street after this week's truck attack. But our Omar Villafranca is at the scene and says the safety of those who were killed will be the main focus of expected lawsuits.
We're also expecting the first of several victim lawsuits to be filed against the city of New Orleans and the New Orleans Police Department. And lawyers there are saying there was just a lack of basic safety measures.
In Washington, President Biden handed out 18 Presidential Medals of Freedom.
You answered the call to serve and led others to do the same thing. And you defend the values of America even when they're under attack.
Among them, Michael J. Fox, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and Jose Andres. Four medals were awarded posthumously. President Biden leaves office in 16 days. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
A sad scene is played out again in the waters of the Pacific Northwest.
The killer whale who carried her dead calf for 17 days in 2018 has lost her newest baby. Researchers say J35, known as Tahlequah, is again carrying the remains of the calf, which was born around Christmas. Dr. Joe Gatos with Sea Doc Society, UC Davis.
I think it's fair to say that she is grieving or mourning.
Researchers say they're encouraged that Tahlequah did give birth to a calf in 2020, which is still alive, and they spotted another new calf with the J-Pod family group who appears to be healthy. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Seattle.
Tomiko Itsuka, a Japanese woman who was the world's oldest person, according to Guinness, has died. She was 116. Itsuka married at 20 and had two daughters and two sons, according to the Guinness World Records. The world's oldest person is now a 116-year-old Brazilian nun. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly clear, a low near 10 above. Wind chills to zero at times. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Snow showers developing for Sunday night into Monday. There could be an inch to maybe 2 inches at most. Currently, we're at 15.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Meadow Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, Charleston was once the rage, goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Home. The sailor said, "Brandy."
bars close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
WRJN.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadow of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadow of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery. My only company may come today. In fact, come tomorrow. You needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't there. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You
reservation, don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last
WRJN. Rolling on a river. Been a lot of
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Oh, can be found. Sit home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. We'll be right back.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Road conditions are getting worse in the central part of the U.S. as a winter storm is bringing cold temps and snow for millions. WUSA-TV's John Duran has more on preparations in Washington, D.C.
This is some of D.C.'s volunteer snow team, or snow team heroes.
Let's serve D.C.
The heroes pledge to shovel and salt driveways and walkways for neighbors who can't.
People that sign up to be volunteers are deployed within their own neighborhood, and so volunteers are asked to service homes within a three-block radius of where they live. In this way, they are literally connecting with their direct neighbors.
Stephen Coleman Kenny is volunteering for the first time.
You know, it really makes me feel more connected to my community.
Congestion pricing took effect at midnight in New York City, charging most drivers $9 to enter Manhattan's business district. Our Michael Wallace says other cities are watching closely.
Former New York City Traffic Commissioner Sam Schwartz says it's the perfect test case.